Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today's featured plant is celery. In the kitchen, it's a staple for so many dishes, and it's yet another reason I love to grow my own food. In spite of its popularity for eating, though, it's not one of the more popular plants to grow in home gardens, but it should be. Yes, it has some unique requirements, but it's not difficult to grow when given the right conditions. Namely, a good head start indoors and outdoors, nutrient-rich soil that stays moist. The celery we're most familiar with is the grocery store kind, where the entire plant is harvested at once. But that's an elaborate process that requires art and science to perfect. But in the home garden, consider treating it as a cut-and-come-again crop. Take what you need from the outer stalks and enjoy knowing that there's more where that came from. Patience is key when it comes to growing celery. Starting seeds indoors is the recommended protocol, but you'll need to allow about 3 months before the last spring frost before planting it outside. And then, only once daytime temperatures stay above 55 degrees and night temps don't drop below 40. If you live in an area of the country with hot summers and mild winters like I do, start seeds indoors in late summer and plant them out in early fall. You can expect to harvest your first stalks about 90 days after planting outside. There are three main ingredients to a happy crop of celery. First, a sunny location. Second, soil that's rich in organic matter. Celery has a small root system, so it's extra important that your soil is loaded with nutrients. In my garden, I always use organic sources for that, including extra compost, blood meal, composted chicken manure, and fish emulsion. Third, consistent moisture is a must. In fact, celery is one of those rare cases with edibles when you can actually get away with saturated soil for extended periods. If you ever end up with dry or hollow stalks, in fact, it's a sure sign your plants didn't get enough water during the growing season. As you approach harvest time, about 8 to 10 weeks after planting, it's time to think about blanching the stalks. The term applies to blocking light reaching the part you eat. That reduces chlorophyll production and makes the stalks lighter in color and milder in taste, more like what you're familiar with seeing in the grocery store. Anything you have that you can wrap around the stalks will work, from cardboard to open socks or whatever you come up with, as long as it doesn't damage the plant. When choosing varieties for your garden, Utah and Ventura are reliable, disease-resistant choices with sturdy upright stalks, tender flavor, and a sweet heart. When it's time to harvest, water the plants the day before to improve both the flavor and the storability. And if you're just taking what's needed for the moment, cut the outer stalks close to the base of the soil. If you're cutting the entire group, or heart, cut about an inch or two above the soil if you want to encourage new growth from the base left behind. Otherwise, just cut at the soil level and enjoy in any one of nearly unlimited ways. So that's the down and dirty on growing celery. And now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com, which is a great place to go for more ideas and inspiration anytime. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.